Have you ever noticed how some of the most adaptable, quick-thinking, and most willing to learn from failure people you know are often the ones glued to their dice and character sheets every weekend? There might be a reason for that. Today, on Exemplify Agile, we are exploring the surprising, maybe, connection between tabletop role-playing games, or TTRPGs, and the Agile mindset. Dungeons and Dragons, or a training ground for agility? Imagine this. A group of adventurers delve into a dark dungeon. They face traps, monsters, unexpected twists at every turn. Sound familiar? If you've ever played Dungeons & Dragons or any other TTRPG, you know that these games are a constant exercise in overcoming challenges and adapting to the unexpected. And that, my friends, is exactly what makes TTRPG players naturals when it comes to agile software development. One of the core values of Agile is embracing failure as a learning opportunity. In the world of tabletop role-playing games, failure is practically guaranteed. Your character might roll a critical failure and trip over their own shoelaces, or your meticulously planned heist might get foiled by a band of enthusiastic goblins who happen to roll well on a perception check. But here's the thing. Those failures are rarely the end of the story. In fact, the best stories I have read, the best stories I have been a part of, those stories have a great deal of failure. A story without failure, without risk, is rarely great. And the same goes for the products we build. Tabletop role-playing game players, they learn to think on their feet, adapt their strategies, and try again. They experiment with different approaches, assess risks and rewards, and most importantly, they learn from their mistakes. Sound familiar? That's exactly what agile teams do when they iterate on a product, experiment with new features, and learn from their sprint retrospectives. And the hardest part of all this is being comfortable with failure, so we can learn and grow faster. That is where practicing failure in a safe environment comes in. Not just safe, but where there are often narrative rewards for failure. How TTRPG skills translate to Agile. It's not just about overcoming failure, though. TTRPGs are inherently collaborative. A successful campaign requires players to work together, communicate effectively, and leverage each other's strengths. These are all crucial skills for any agile team, particularly in today's remote work environment. Think about it. Distributed teams working online need to be clear, concise, and adaptable in their communication. Just like a party of adventurers needs to signal danger or coordinate attacks without physically being together, agile teams need to master remote collaboration tools and strategies. The communication and problem-solving honed in the virtual TTRPG tables translate beautifully to the fast-paced world of agile development, regardless of where you're located. The pandemic definitely moved many of us to remote work, but it also moved many of us to remote play. Those skills we learned in remote play also help us with our remote communication, with working remotely. I think the most overlooked thing to include on a resume is our hobbies and the skills they have helped us develop over time. Having fun can also be valuable. Side of the dice. Fudging for success. Now let's address the not so honorable tactic of occasionally fudged dice rolls. We've all seen it, suspected it, or maybe even been guilty of it. That moment when a player desperately needs a critical to save the day and suddenly they hit that nat 20 and then the next three rolls just happen to be 18, 19, and 20 again. You know the player, the I don't want to fail sort of player. And for those of us who play digital games with physical dice, we often suspect this more often. In the context of a casual game, a little bit of fudging might seem harmless, but here's the thing. In the world of remote agile teams, this translates to a lack of transparency and a lack of safety. When a team member consistently seems to hit impossible deadlines or avoid roadblocks that everyone else has hit, it erodes trust and hinders collaboration. When a team member doesn't feel comfortable failing with their teammates or admitting to failure, we can't improve. Is fudging dice the remote agile kryptonite? No. But players who fudge dice are doomed to fail in agile environments. No, they're not. They're not at all. But it does highlight the importance of the core agile value: transparency, honesty, open communication, willingness to fail. The best players that I have played with, just like the best Agile team members I've had, understand that even a failed role or a failed project can be a valuable learning experience. The key takeaway, maybe resist the urge to fail that dice roll in your next online game. Embrace the challenge, communicate openly with your fellow players, and find a solution together. After all, those are the same skills that will make you a rock star in any Agile team. The masquerade of success, learning from the shadows. Speaking of embracing failures in TTRPGs, let's delve into the world of darkness with Vampire the Masquerade. This game throws players into the shoes of immortal vampires, constantly wrestling with their monstrous urges and dwindling humanity. Here, the concept of messy crits and bestial failures becomes particularly interesting. A messy crit in Vampire isn't just a botched roll. It represents a success achieved at some cost, fueled by your inner beast. Imagine trying to gather intel from a shady informant, but in your desperation, you accidentally reveal your vampiric nature. You get the information, but now you have broken one of the core rules of the game, the masquerade. You've exposed the vampire's secrets, and you're now going to face consequences for that if you don't do something about it. This messy crit highlights the importance of both considering both success and the potential consequences of that success if we don't do it correctly in Agile development. Just like a vampire, sometimes achieving a goal requires careful planning and risk assessment to avoid those unintended consequences. The Beast Within, learning from failure. But Vampire the Masquerade doesn't shy away from portraying the other side of the coin, complete and total bestial failures. The concept of a bestial failure represents a situation where the beast, the monstrous side of a vampire, completely takes over. This leads to generally very disastrous results. In the world of Agile, this could translate to a project completely derailing because of a team member overwhelmed by stress or frustration lashes out or loses control, damaging team morale in the process. Learning from the darkness. Transparency is key. The lessons from Vampire the Masquerade are clear. In TTRPGs, just like in Agile development, it is crucial to understand both extremes. The potential for success at a cost, the messy crit, and the devastating consequences of complete failure, the bestial failure, are both completely possible. We have to be aware of that. Unlike a kindred character, a vampire character, succumbing to the beast, Agile teams have the advantage of open communication and collaboration. Yes, there are days when I would really like to have a candid conversation with the beast of my characters, but that aside, openly discussing challenges and potential roadblocks, by doing that, teams can prevent messy crits and avoid those bestial failures, at least most of the time. Sometimes we do need those messy crits. Sometimes we need to succeed with a little bit of a cost. Sometimes we can't avoid those bestial failures. But then it's just important to figure out what we can learn from that experience. So the next time you're facing a complex user story in your Agile project, remember the vampires of World of Darkness. Approach the challenge with a clear head, assess the risks and potential consequences, and collaborate with your team. After all, even a messy crit can be a learning experience, and complete failure can often be avoided if we have the proper support and collaboration. Think of daily stand-ups or retrospectives as opportunities for collaborative storytelling. Share project updates, roadblocks, and solutions, just like building that narrative. Use active listening for better understanding. Agile teams that actively listen to each other, they usually understand individual perspectives, and they can build upon those ideas to find more effective solutions. In general, open communication builds trust. Just like trust is essential in a TTRPG campaign, open and honest communication builds trust with Agile teams. This fosters a more collaborative and productive environment. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed by a complex user story, channel your inner RPG, TTRPG hero. If your team struggles with failure, perhaps find ways to create a safe environment to practice failure, TTRPG or otherwise. Embrace the challenge, think creatively, and work with your team to overcome any obstacle. You might be surprised at what you can achieve. This has been Exemplify Agile. Remember, a little bit of dungeon crawling, even with the occasional critical failure, can go a long way in improving your Agile game, especially when it comes to building better, more interesting products together.